Now the latest on that deadly plane crash in the French Alps yesterday. Investigators are still trying to understand how a plane making a routine flight from Barcelona to Dusseldorf suddenly and rapidly descended from its cruising altitude and plunged into the mountains. The crash of this German-operated Airbus with 150 people on board has shaken people in three countries, Spain, France, Germany, and also elsewhere in Europe, as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Le premier sur les lieux du crash ce matin.
Footage of the crash site filmed from a helicopter and shown on French television showed small pieces of white debris strewn across a steep, rocky mountainside. Also visible were the first investigators arriving at the scene on foot, trying to make their way into a ravine through massive crevices. The helicopter pilot, Christian Vignes, said they had hoped to find survivors at the mile-high crash site, but that's totally impossible, he says. The plane is pulverized. People on the ground heard explosions at the time of the crash. Sébastien Giroux was one of the few eyewitnesses. He was working in his yard.
I looked up and saw a commercial plane coming down into the mountain range. It was strange. You never see planes like that here. I knew immediately something was wrong and it was going to crash.
Il est peu avant midi à l'aéroport de Düsseldorf.
Grief-stricken families gathered in Germany and Spain. In France, authorities set up a base camp for the investigation and recovery of remains, with a fleet of helicopters and hundreds of firefighters, police, and military with the skills to work in the rugged mountainous landscape.
Je voulais vous indiquer qu'une boîte noire a été retrouvée.
Late Tuesday, French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve announced that one of the plane's two black boxes, the one that records cockpit conversations, was found. Cazeneuve said it had been damaged, but investigators were working to repair it so they could read it. He said terrorism was not a likely scenario for the crash. Investigators are at a loss to explain why Flight 2925 from Barcelona to Dusseldorf, operated by Lufthansa's low-cost subsidiary German Wings, went into a sudden and rapid descent after it had reached its cruising altitude. The plane dived downward at a rate of about half a mile a minute, three times the speed of a regular descent, until it slammed into the mountainside. Former pilot and aeronautics expert Jean Serra says what's most baffling is the plane kept to its original course.
Ça, c'est le grand mystère qui est posé ce soir.
The big mystery is why the pilots descended for 8 full minutes without coming out of their trajectory. The first thing you learn as a pilot is if you're going to descend rapidly, you veer widely left or right, but you always quit your regular flight path.
Another troubling question, said Serra, is why the plane didn't emit a distress signal. Serra said that would be understandable if there was complete chaos on board, but the plane appeared to be in a fast but controlled descent for 8 full minutes. He said they should have had time to do it. The leaders of France, Spain, and Germany will visit the Alpine crash site today, ahead of the expected arrival of dozens of bereaved families. But as yet, there are no answers for them as to why the plane went down. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.